have a larger vocabulary, especially in English today in this section, than they had years ago. That can be understood because they spoke French, you understand? But
yes.
There's more. Of course, what has opened it up is television and radio has opened up the world a lot.
Yeah.
Whether it's for the best or worse, I don't know.
Now, the other places, like, did you have other places where you kept your, okay, where would you keep your cows?
Well, you kept them in the general pasture.
Was it fenced?
Oh, yes. You kept them in the same pasture, more or less, with the mules and the horses.
Was there...
You see, now, in this case, right in this section, the cows were kept just like that in the pasture.
Is there a place around the barn?
You notice that, well, sometime it was separated. Now, you notice there's a fence there, right across here. And that's the pasture back then. Well, that was more or less the outline. Of course, it could have been divided into more than one section, you know, the big pasture. But often that you kept the milk cows in front, you understand, in the pasture. And those that were not the milk cows, they didn't have care, so they were expecting at some future day, you put them back in the timber country, in the woods, you understand?
They would always go to the woods when they were going.
Yeah. And when you kept a watch on them, you understand? That was open range, in other words, in those days.
Yeah, they went to the woods when they were gonna what?
When they knew they were gonna have a calf. The farmer usually went and got them and brought them in front and put them in a special pasture of their own, you understand?
Yeah.
Until they had their calf, until they could take care of themselves.
Now, back in the back was the what? Well, that was the...
That's timberland back there, way back there.
Yeah, but did y'all plant back there?
Well, the field ran there about a mile deep.
That's long back there.
Yeah. You see, all these strips of land, and none of these lands around here are measured in acres.
40s. How are they measured?
Wait. It's funny how the word gets... It's a French word. Arpents. An arpent is 196 feet, whereas an acre is 210. It tells you all these lands were originally measured in arpents here. 196 by 196. Wait. That cousins, they married, they intermarried so much was that people did not travel far. You know, they kind of developed here in this section around Falls River a subculture. You know what I mean by that?
Yeah.
Well, they developed their own style of living, their own customs and ideas, ways, you understand? Even to some degree, maybe their music. You understand? That's what a culture is. There were certain sense of morals, ideas, sense of morality, and all of that. You see, across the river at San Francisco was Anglo-Saxon. It's a foreign language. Above, Morganza was Anglo-Saxon. West Baton Rouge was Anglo-Saxon. And you had to go clean across the river, Chappelier River, to find French people again. It was just a little circle here from Morganza south to a little south of the lower end of Falls River. They were all French-speaking people. They had settled. Therefore, they intermarried among themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know what kind of bird that is?
The blue jay.
Yeah.
The most horrible sounding bird in the world. I tell you, you find them everywhere. Seems like we're running out of decent birds and all we got is blue jays. They're everywhere, those blue jays.
That's why I told you yesterday when we were talking, we have cousins by the dozen.